And it's a warm welcome to our presenter on Brooklyn's Radio, Jim Allen, who can normally be heard on Saturday nights with Mirth and Musicals. But he's doing something a bit different, aren't you, Jim?
I am indeed, yes. I'm going from Land's End to John O'Groats by public transport.
Right, okay. And this is all I know to raise money for St Mary's Church in Byfleet for the access path. Now, I know last year, around your birthday time, you went to visit all the English cathedrals, didn't you, to raise money?
I did, yes. I visited all the Anglican cathedrals on the English mainland, yep.
Right, how many of them were there then?
42.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's the answer to the universe as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Something yeah. like that. So how much money did you raise for that?
About £2,300.
Right, okay. And has that been spent already on the path?
No. It's going into the fund because the path is quite expensive. It's going to be around probably £12,000-£13,000 in total. So we may have to do it in sections. We haven't decided yet. We just want to build the fund up.
Yes, before you start. Yes, I got the idea. Yeah, so what's the purpose of the path?
Well, it's to improve the access between the lich gate into the church itself, which at the moment is gravel and therefore not very wheelchair friendly or pushchair friendly. So we want to have a solid surface. We've seen one or two others in local churches, and we quite like the idea of having a solid surface path.
Right.
Like a resin bonded surface.
Oh, I know the sort of thing. Yes. Yeah. It looks a little bit like tiny gravel, but it's all sort of stuck together, isn't it? Sort of bits they put around trees and things, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what gave you the idea for this Land's End to John O'Groats trip by public transport?
Well, I've always wanted to do the trip, and I thought, well, you know, there are things that can be done in order to achieve that. And I thought, well, I'm not in the position where I can walk the distance or even cycle the distance. So I thought, why not use my favourite form of transport, which is train, and see what happens. But, of course, either end, there aren't any trains. So from Land's End to Penzance and from north of Scotland, actually up to John O'Groats, it'll be a bus journey.
Okay, so, but mostly by train then?
Mostly by train, yes.
All right. Yeah. I mean, have you managed to get a sort of a single ticket for all this, or are you going to be buying tickets all along the route?
No. I'm going to get a single ticket for the whole thing.
Oh, right. Okay. You can do that.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So, where do you're starting? What's your first leg of the journey?
The first leg of the journey will be on Monday to get down to Penzance.
Yep.
And then obviously start from Land's End and work my way back up country.
All right.
Up into Scotland.
Yeah, okay. So
which is going to take several days.
So you've been sort of researching the train and bus timetables.
I have.
Any hairy connections en route?
There are a couple which are hopefully not going to be too difficult, but they are sort of 20 minutes, half an hour. So if one train is late, then I'll have to modify my journey.
Right, okay. So and I understand the way that people can assist then is to guess how long it takes you?
Yes, I'm asking people to estimate how long they think in actual travelling time, not waiting around for connections or overnights or anything like that, but the actual travelling time, in other words, when the wheels are turning or whatever I'm travelling on, and the person nearest will get a prize.
Right, so they could do a bit of research online, I guess, for train and bus timetables.
They could, yeah.
Okay.
But even I don't know how long it's going to take me, so... You know, it's all in the lap of the gods in many ways.
Okay, so if you're saying as the wheels are turning, if one leg gets delayed, takes, I don't know, 20 minutes longer than it was planned to, that will all count as being part of the time.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, yes, you're allowing several days for this then?
I am, yes.
All right, and if people want to sponsor you then and have a go, how do they go about it?
Well, the easiest way is probably to contact the St Mary's Church office in Byfleet, which is Byfleet 346605.
Right.
Or write to the church office at 124 Church Road, Byfleet.
Got you.
KT147NF for Freddie, and they will send them a form.
Right, okay, and I'm sure if necessary, if anybody wants to just email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk, we'd make sure that gets through to you, Jim.
That would be good. Yeah, that's super.
Okay. Is there any particular amount people have to pledge for this?
No, it's entirely up to them. Anything, you know, large or small, would be very welcome. It all adds to the pot.
All right. Well, anyway, we wish you much success heading off on Monday then.
I'm heading off on Monday, yes.
All right. Yep. Is that from Weybridge Station or somewhere like that, is it?
From Woking, probably, from Woking.
From Woking, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. And
thank you very much.
We'll get back in touch with you on your return and find out more about the journey, or we might even be able to catch you en route somewhere.
Well, that's even possible, yeah.
Good. Well done, Jim, and wish you best of luck raising lots of funds for St Mary's Church in Byfleet for that new access path. And Jim Allen, then, off on Monday from going to Land's End to John O'Groats by public transport. One thing just sprung to my mind. Is it the time from Land's End to John O'Groats, not the bit to get down to Land's End?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's just Land's End to John O'Groats. Any sort of intermediate... getting from home down to Land's End, and conversely, leaving John O'Groats back to London, that's not included.
Okay, got that clear then. Okay.
Yeah.
So get your guesses in. How long is it going to take Jim by public transport while the wheels are turning between Land's End and John O'Groats? And email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk and we'll pass on your details to Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Much.
Best of
luck. Thanks, Graham.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.